See, this is going right along with what I have I've said right all along, and it upsets the President Trump if he ever hears about any of this stuff. And of course, he was given a bunch of false information in the past about what I said or didn't say, and that cost me the relationship. But that's the way he is, and he's just now playing into exactly what I said. He makes these decisions. Some of them sound excellent, but he doesn't go deep enough. And he's not at all aware or not caring about the unintended consequences. Our life is sprinkled with unintended consequences, meaning somebody comes up with a great idea and they say, let's do this. And then all kinds of other things that nobody thought about happens. And they go, wow, this idea wasn't so great. We're calling upon our friend Todd Flood, the fine attorney, partner, founder of Flood Law, and host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on this great radio station. And a federal judge blocked President Trump's attempted freeze of federal grants and loans. Our own Attorney General Nessel has joined at least 22 other states suing to block the order. But word is coming through right now. It has not yet arrived. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, well, this was almost predictable. Coming through right now, the White House has just rescinded the federal aid freeze. He spoke and moved too soon. It sounded good, but it wasn't, because he had not thought it through, or his people who were supposed to be on top of this hadn't thought it through, and they just thought, oh, this is a great idea. We're going to save billions. Todd Flood, we have you here to talk about the federal freeze, which just got unfrozen.
Right, right. Well, we used to have, we still do have, this Impoundment Act, which, you know, President Nixon used quite a bit. In fact, it made this act made it allowable for the president to stop particular spending for which the Congress had already put into act, but it wasn't immediate. It was, you had to go through Congress. If Congress passed something for a spending bill, you had to go through Congress to see if you can rescind that spending bill. And there can be a temporary freeze on it up to 45 days, but it's specifically for a particular bill or for an act of spending. Here, if you read the executive order specifically, it says federal agencies are not to allow funds to go to specific grants if it's in contrary to the policies of President Trump. So all the Pell grants, all the student loans, all those things, individual Medicare, all those individual things would not be affected. But to your point, he acted too quickly and did not have, you know, the scalpel, if you will, to specifically go after, for example, $50 million to a foreign country for condoms? I mean, that's crazy, right? So, yes, specifically cut that out and then go in front of, you know, a rescission with Congress to say this is against our policies. Who's going to be able to stand up and fight that one, right?
Yeah, really.
So, to me, this is, again, creating conversation, creating, I don't want this crazy spending going out there, but he didn't do it with the scalpel. But you can't go against him for saying we got to cut out the chaff here. We got to get to what is really important.
He shoots from the lip, which is what people like about him. But what they're going to have to learn, at least the way our government is currently set up, that if you shoot from the lip and don't do the deep dive, you're going to have situations like this. The White House Office of Management and Budget has rescinded the federal aid freeze, according to a memo from a Trump administration official. This is being reported by CNN as a breaking story with more information to come.
Well, there you go. So at the end of all of this, they're going to retool and they're going to have to do it properly. What they did was not proper. They had to go in front of the federal judge that put a freeze on it for a hearing, and they realized that they wouldn't be able to pass muster in that hearing. That's what I got to believe, because the lawyers for the president had to be saying, Mr. President, we can't win this one, but there's a way we probably can cut back some of these bills that Congress has passed to freeze those funds in spending for the one example we just gave.
And there was a lot of confusion, as always, and some of it rightfully confusing, some of it just political. But the memo specifically excluded from the pause, quote, assistance received directly by individuals, which would include Medicare, Social Security. It also appeared to exclude state welfare payments to needy families, such as food stamps, which account for close to $5.5 billion in federal spending in Michigan. And there are people, including those that are now questioning, I had all kinds of other words I would use, but questioning the nominee, RFK Jr., who brought that up incorrectly, saying that people were now not getting their welfare payments and food stamps and all of that, when they know damn well they're lying. And they should be held accountable for those lies, in my opinion, in this new government.
I agree. And you know, here, Paul W., you said it well. Here's the thing. There's politics involved in this, and just people out of spite. I'm an old school guy. I would have made the phone call to say, what the heck are you trying to do, Mr. President? This doesn't make sense. Explain it to me. If I was the governor, if I was, you know, and I got to believe, I know this sounds far-fetched, but I believe Gretchen Whitmer can have a conversation and a dialogue with President Trump, even though they sit on two different sides of the aisle, even though there's been vitriol before. And politics aside, I believe conversations can be had and things can be won. But when you put politics and, you know, you start throwing these lawsuits into play, the fact of the matter is, calmer minds, cool heads, let's get together and figure out how we make this country, how we make spending reasonable and understandable. I can't understand sending $50 million to a foreign country for condoms.
No.
Okay, I just can't.
But especially since they were using condoms to make they were floating condom bombs, for God's sakes.
Exactly. So, I mean, but that's an extreme example, but there's just a conversation that needs to be had. And the fact of the matter is, I have faith in Gretchen Whitmer, and I have faith in President Trump, and I think the two of them can have a conversation. So you were spot on. Let's get politics, aside for a second. Let's get reasonable minds. I believe in Debbie Dingell 1,000%, and I can tell you that we can make rational, reasonable decisions to come up with proper spending for proper things, just like food stamps. That wasn't going to be affected. Just like my student loans, that wasn't going to be affected. All of those things, I think, are sacrosanct. But other things we need to talk about.
Well, we know that there is a lot of fat in this federal budget and in this federal government when he is asking 2 million employees of the federal government if they'd like to leave, if they'd like to take advantage of a pretty good retirement program or severance package. I've heard 7 months and I've heard 8 months. Either one, pretty doggone good. I mean, I don't think that happens in most places.
I have a problem with all of it, Paul. Yeah, I have a problem with all of it, though, Paul W., because I'm still struggling to figure out how you can work from home and actually have institutional knowledge. You can teach the young people that are in the government. When you can't see them, you can't talk to them immediately. You know, I believe there will be great retirement programs, but at the end of all of that, we got to get our government officials to work in the office.
Right. Well, that's he already said that's what has to happen. I mean, that's a separate issue that he said. If you want to work for the government, you have to come in.
Yeah.
So those people
who don't
want to come in are being given a heck of a present. 7 months, 8 months. I don't know which it is because I've heard both pay to leave. That means they can get another job if they can get another job right away. And they're going to have all that as extra money. I don't know. Whatever. Always a pleasure, Todd Flood. When's your program on? I know it's the
Third Wednesday of this month coming up.
So we got a new month coming up, the third Wednesday. It will be Behind the Bench with our guest, Todd Flood, the attorney, partner, founder of Flood Law. Thanks, Todd.
Paul W., always a pleasure, my friend. Be well.
My pleasure. As we continue heading toward 129 at WJR.